Give me mobile.
K-A-D-Y-S, I think, W-A-V-P-C, down here in Royal Oak. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm working, but we're making it. I'm just coming out of Gaylord, getting ready to jump on the 75 southbound.
Yeah, okay. I think, name here is Mike, by the way. I don't get on that much, but we're just on our way to eating a bunch of hams for breakfast down here in Royal Oak.
Okay. All right, good. You got Ryan. K-A-D-Y-S. Yeah, you had to call. I missed your call, but it's not a big deal. I'm driving, so. But I got your name. So that's all that matters. Yeah, I just figured I'd holler out. Been pretty quiet on my travels here, up here, and finally getting to the Batas here in Gator. So it starts coming in once I get out of Gator. I don't even know how well I'm making it in. I'm right in Gator here.
Yeah, you're about an S5, S7. You have about some noise, but you're not, you're in there. Don't you drive a truck, or is it just going to work?
Yeah, I've got a freight changer, yeah. Freight changer truck, we're heading up to Mackinac here eventually.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, I'm retired, so obviously only retired people could go to breakfast on the Friday. A group also meets on a Wednesday, and I bet, well, ham radio and the 11-meter band, that seems to keep truck drivers busy, awake.
Yeah, I actually use 11 meters at home. There's a group of guys in my county. I think there's about, I haven't counted them all up yet, but there's 20 guys or so. And, yeah, I mean, I can stop and get food if I want. I've got pretty lenient things, you know. I just travel up north all day. So I can pretty much fast. So I fast during the day, usually, typically, unless I'm really working out. But if I got a long driving day, I don't eat all day. So I just drink electrolytes, so salt water. Otherwise, I could stop. I could have stopped in Gaylord at the, so, yeah. I got it made pretty good, but I've been doing it a while. I've been driving for quite some time, so I started cruising with my dad when I was 17, 18 years old, around the country, so I got quite a bit of experience of moving stuff around. Pretty fortunate to be able to come up here and deliver some stuff up here. I'm actually delivering stuff for the Mackinac State Park, I think it is. Mackinac Island. It might be Mackinac Island State Park. Anyway, that's where I'm going. That's where I'll end up today. Tolleston, Mackinac City. So, don't have to go to St. Ignace today, thank goodness, because I got to get back by 3.
Yeah, well, my job, the company I used to work for, we were building temperature sensors, magnetic speed pickups for cruise missile engines. So every time you see a cruise missile launch from a Navy ship, I kept saying, there goes my mag speed pickups. Use once and throw it out. But I did get a chance to ride in the cab of one of the parents two doors up from where I lived, drove a gravel train, and he had just the cab, Bobcat, I guess they call it. And he let me ride in the truck, and he went around the block showing all the gears that he has to go through and the fact that you have to skip gears. And it was a pretty rough ride, even though it was around the block.
Well, that's pretty sweet. I've never saw a missile, but that's pretty cool. I'd like to. yeah, they're rough. They're rough when you're loaded. They're real rough when you're bobtailing. So, yeah. I traveled from Clare County, where I live, down to Wabash to pick up a new trailer, and that was pretty rough. Some of those roads down there, even the freeways are, it's like, you might as well be riding horseback, so that's what it feels like. And this truck's brand new, and it rides like crap. It's pretty bad, but usually Friday, I'm ready, you know. It's like, you get ornery and you're ready to get out for the weekend. So, I like doing it. I don't think I want to do anything else, really. It's pretty relaxing most of the time. So, I like it. I'm just rolling through the hills here in between Vanderbilt and Gaylord. It's beautiful out today. Beautiful morning. We got some clouds rolling in, though. It was beautiful. Now we got clouds coming, so that's great.
Yeah, well, that's another thing, driving a truck, especially a long-distance driver. You can see the country. Downside is you can see how other people drive, and they end up under your trailer or something. My brother drove a semi for, they hauled auto parts from Detroit to Lansing and from Lansing back to Detroit. And he had some stories, you know, driving along, and all of a sudden he felt the trailer pulling to the right, and he couldn't figure it out. He looked in the rearview mirror, and there's an S10 pickup truck, one of those small pickup trucks, jammed underneath the trailer, and he had dragged it about a mile and a half. Anyways, we're at the breakfast location. So, we'll talk to you later. Drive safe, WAVTC.
All right, Mike. Yep, thanks for shouting back. Yeah, it's interesting how you travel to different locations, different cities, different states, and how people drive differently in different areas. So, okay, WAVTC, KBYS Mobile.
KC5, JMD Mobile, radio check please.
KC5,
doesn't hear you for a radio check. Come on back. Thank you so much. I'm just here in your beautiful area, Mobile, and headed up towards Mackinac City, and thought I'd check the radio. So thank you very much. I appreciate it. 73, my friend.
Hi, you're welcome. Nice, friendly area to be up here from. You're coming in real good and solid. My screen on my radio is too small to get you all that fancy numbers and stuff. But it all sounds clear, no crispy or anything. Welcome to the neighborhood. 73s to you.
73, JC5, JMD Mobile, clear.
KF8, GDW, clear. KBCW Mobile. KF8GDW. KBCW. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Is this Ryan?
Nope, this is Bentley, Harbor Springs, K8BCW. How are you?
Yeah, Bentley, I'm good. I knew I recognized the voice, but I thought you were going away for a while.
Yeah, I got back into town last night.
Well, today I'm pulling a transmission on one of my motorcycles. The engine's got a rear main seal. So I got to do a whole bunch of reseals before I go to Vermont this year. Won't be very long.
You working on a British bike, a Japanese bike, or a good old American bike?
None of the above. But I do believe that all brands do have their good sides and their bad sides. I'm German, and I pretty much run BMWs. I run antiques coast to coast and Gulf to Arctic. So I pretty much covered North America on antique BMWs.
How could I forget the Germans? Great machines. Well, that's fantastic. Sounds like you've spent a lot of time in the Iron Butt Club.
Well, kind of, sort of around that area, but you know, the Iron Butt is 1,000 miles in a day or a 24-hour period, and then there's variations from that. And you know, back when I was a kid, I used to do 700 miles a day, but anymore, I'm logging 500 or 300 miles, maybe 400 miles a day is about all. And I really don't put a heck of a lot of miles on, it's just that when I do get on the bike, I go for a long distance. And then I only do it once a year.
Well, good for you. I did just a shade under 600 miles in a car yesterday, and yeah, that was enough for me.
Well, I'm guessing that you're younger than me. I don't have that time crunch anymore where I got to get home on a particular date. And that has really drastically changed my miles per day need. You know, if I don't have to get back, instead of going out, my last trip out to the West Coast was a couple of years ago, and I just kept calling my wife back and saying, I'm going to add another week. She's going, yeah, okay.
Yeah, no kidding. Just come back in one piece and a better man than when you left.
Yeah, she likes that. She likes that I go for a trip. It's not something she can handle. So I travel alone. She was kind of nervous. When I go to dangerous areas, I usually carry a satellite transponder with me. And believe it or not, at a landslide in the Yukon, my radio failed. And my wife knew exactly where I was at a landslide. And she, when I got home, she says, that's the only time I thought you weren't coming back. Yeah, well, I don't think my wife worries that much about me yet, but I go to some areas that are pretty remote, and, you know, being on foot or on a bicycle or whatever, and a long way from help by any of those means. I don't know if she's just gotten conditioned to it over the years or is just impressed by my abilities, but she doesn't let on much. Well, it's good that our spouses are aware and friendly with what we have to do. It's fortunate that I don't have to make a decision, you know, about whether to appease my wife or myself. We're old enough now. We've been together more than 50 years, so I guess we got it figured out. Yeah, we just celebrated 28, so congratulations to you guys. Wow, that's pretty impressive. But yeah, whatever it is that keeps us off the streets and out of the bars, right? Well, on the streets. I'm on the streets all the time, but I think I'm coming up on 10 years sober. It was June of 2016 that I quit drinking. So I just stepped my other recreational activities. Now it's legal. I'm cool with that. Well, right on. Well, hey, rolling into my destination here today, make my weekly deposit at the local hardware store. So I will catch you on the air another time. Good luck with the motorcycle project. Sounds like it's not your first time around. Enjoy it. K8BCW. See you later, Bentley. 73's to you. KF8GDW. So we need all the rain we can get, and I'm hoping for it. But if you talk to people in Sheboygan County, they've about had enough rain. Well, Dan, I'll let you go. I'll talk to you on another time. You have a good trip downstate. This is KF8GDW, 73's to you. We're clear. Still here. Yeah, I was saying that it's the dry season now, so we need the rain, unless you're talking about Sheboygan County. They don't need the rain.
Yeah, they don't seem to need the rain. Yeah, it's kind of moist here. We haven't really had chomping at the bit to get up north, but various the Antioch area there off of US 23. And we look at the cameras every day, more for just the, oh man, I wish it was there. Not necessarily for, we'll say, site security, but, oh man. By the time we get up there, it'll be pretty late for opening up this season. We were already up there opening up, last year by this time, and we wanted to get up sooner. Stuff going on, various other things. Once we can squeeze a couple of days a little later this month, it'll be mid-June before we get up there.
I used to live in the greater Detroit area, worked at Metro Airport, so I'm familiar with wanting to get up north, but I've been up north for 20 years now, and I live up here. As a matter of fact, I take care of 3/4 mile of county road. It's a two-track, but still, I run a blower on that road, and in the springtime, I run a blade and plow to try to groom the mud back into shape. This year I sent out my bills and they were literally, the snow bills I sent out were literally twice as much as last year. And I was going to raise my rates this year, but my bills are so high that I didn't raise my rates. And, you know, nobody complained. Everybody just handed me the envelope with cash in it. That's how I work.
Oh, yeah, it was a pretty snowy season up there. There was a period of time where I was pretty concerned about the snow load on the roof. You know, we've got three cameras up there. You know, one on a tree that looks kind of like overall, like at the front of the house, and the, you know, I can spin it around to, you know, look up the driveway out to 23, and I got one on a mast next to the workshop. I put it on there. Because I already had I got a Ringo on there for a little profile repeater I have at the house. It's like, oh, hey, there's a great spot to put a camera. And, oh my gosh, the snow load on the house. It was deep enough that the vent pipes for the sewer, the drain vents, which are, what, foot and a half, 2 foot up above the roof, they were covered over the top of with snow.
You know, I've talked to a lot of people that have expressed high snow level over their delicate heating systems, whether it be water heater or furnace. I'm fortunate enough that my pipes are sticking up way above the house, and I get enough wind to keep them clear. But I lost a chimney off my barn again this year. You know, a great big avalanche just ripped the whole chimney off. I guess I'm going to just give up on going through the roof and stick that chimney out the sidewall. It's for my maple syrup, so I only use it 2 months a year. But when I do use it, I'm out there constantly. And that's one thing I do with my cameras is I take one of my portable cameras and I stick it in my sugar house. So when I'm cooking for X amount of hours during the day in a considerably dangerous environment, I at least have a camera so my wife can watch to see that I haven't done anything stupid.
For your own safety, huh? Well, that's interesting that you do the maple syrup. A good friend of mine that lives in the Antioch area. He retired from the company I work for. I'm a project manager. It's my full time with Motorola, and one of my former coworkers. He retired last summer. He lives up in Antioch. I like to visit with him. He does the beekeeper thing. It's kind of entertaining watching his posts about that type of stuff. Things you can easily do up north that you can't do down here.
Yeah, with the population density lower, you can get away with a lot.
Not saying that you're doing anything illegal, but and beekeepers have gone. They're just now coming back, but you know, 15 years ago, I used to trade syrup with the beekeepers at a 2-to-1, two things of honey to one thing of syrup. In the last few years, it's been three things of syrup to one thing of honey because the bees were so hurt so badly. But the bees are coming back.
You get some entertainment out of watching that stuff. Actually, we saw something that we had went to the Google to try and figure. Looks like it was a Fisher cat, which is a member of the weasel family, was. Where the workshop is. It must be for dinner. I'll expect the capture on the camera.
If you're on the road, you must have traveled into a nasty area. I'm getting 25% of your call. When you're talking, I can hear it, but three-quarters of the time, you're just silent or no modulation, just a carrier.
Yeah, it could be cellular hiccups. I'm on a mobile All-Star node, so I have an All-Star node in the vehicle here, and it connects back into the network through a cellular hotspot. I've noticed some Verizon problems in the area today, so that could.
Yeah, I heard you say you're on a cellular note and some Horizon problems. You're still breaking up, but when you do talk, when it does work, it works well. Well, that's kind of like a computer. When it works well.
Yeah, and I heard some of that error correction wobble on you. Maybe we're coming out of a valley here, so hopefully it works a little better now. The cellular connectivity.
I'm a pretty technical person, but it's never been in radios. You know, I'm an aircraft mechanic and a truck mechanic, bus mechanic. And as far as aircraft, I've had my radio telephone operator's license for 50 years. But as a mechanic, the only thing I ever did with radios was mount them, install them, and say, okay, tech, now you can walk in there and dial them in. So this ham radio, I'm only been a license for about 2 months now. I'm studying now for my general and extra. When I get a chance, I'll test those through, and I'll get to be an extra with a VE. That's my plan, to help the other guys in the group testing so that not just the three guys that do it, so that there's some more people in the VE pool. Well, Dan, I'm going to let you go. I'm not sure if you're catching me anymore or not, if you climbed out of that hole. But I got some other things to do and stuff, so I thought I'd give you a call back. I heard you calling out there on the radio. It's nice to talk to you. It's always good to hear somebody new. I hope your buildings up north didn't suffer any grief.
Yeah, Verizon's riding the struggle bus here today. There's some network issues. I mean, I've got good signal strength, but clearly something is not performing properly in the cloud. Hey, nice to make your acquaintance. We'll catch you again some other time. WTQT.
Take care, Dan. 73 KF8GDW. We're clear.
KF8FLI, monitoring. KF8FLI, monitoring.
89NN mobile monitoring.
Southbound 75. Mobile.
K8ABJ, AJD, correction, K8AJD, 23WW mobile.
KFA, BMZ, radio check.
It's working, KCC and Q.
Thank you, 73.
You are 5x9 in the repeater. This is KFA WW portable, 501.
KFA, BMZ, thank you.
WW, name is Tom, on Babo Island. Getting in good. How am I? We're just on a little handheld.
Oh, KFA BMZ, we hear you a little bit scratchy, but coming in clear, can understand you.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, we're just on a little 5-watt handheld. We're actually cooking on the beach and just about done. But you have a good signal, and thanks for my signal report. 73s, have a great weekend. KFA WW.
We're out here in the woods. We're talking on a battery and a J-pole, and yeah, we're just relaxing this weekend, too. You have a great weekend. KFA BMZ 73.
AJD calling KSAWW. KWW, KAJD.
This is K8BCW testing All Star Link.
Yeah, it sounds like it's working, Bentley. And your image.
Hey, thanks for that, Drake. Curious why I'm not seeing it come up on my radio, however, that I've got here with the analog frequency tuned in.
You're not hearing your All-Star note?
Yeah, I'm tuned to the 1.9 here, and there's no signal coming across it when I'm speaking on my All-Star node.
Stand by.
Yes, coming across an Iron Machine, K8AKT Mobile.
Yep, stand by. Bear with me. I'm investigating here.
Other station, you're a little bit scratchy. I think you said I'm coming across on one of the other repeaters in the area. Thanks for that.
Yeah, it's Keith. It's KD8AQT. You're making it through the 700 machine. So something's working.
All right, Bentley, we might be back in business here. Can you confirm? K8BCW on 8UH.
N8DMH, K8BCW.
Hey, it's alive!
No, it's not. I was trying to answer you through my All-Star node, and it was not coming across the 1-9. Although I did hear a message come across on the 1-9 that the node was connected, so I'm not sure what's going on.
I'm looking at Alman right now. It looks like you're disconnected. That's probably why you're not hearing anything.
Oh, you know what? I rebooted it, so I have to reconnect on Supermon. Hang on.
It happens to the best of us.
K-8-B-C-W, N-A-D-M-H.
Yeah, looks like that works now, too.
Yep, coming across just fine. I think I got it figured out.
Yeah, it turns out when you do update, don't always trust the default settings because it breaks things. It decided, oh, I don't want to use the audio driver you wanted to use. I want to use my own. And it, yeah, just completely nuked that. So it was an easy fix, but totally didn't see that coming at all.
Well, and I just rebuilt my All-Star node from scratch, just started over again, so I was afraid maybe it was on my end.
Oh, you're fine. Nah. I always, I doubt myself before I doubt other people.
So besides that annoying 60 hertz buzz in the background, how's everything coming across the... on your end, audio sound okay, clipping, or not too hot or anything like that?
It sounds fine to me. There is no 60 hertz sum on my end either, so yeah, it sounds just fine.
Oh, well, that's good to hear, because I'm hearing it on my end, so that's better that you're not hearing it at least.
Sounding good over here. This is K-8-D-Y-S, Mobile.
Look at that. You're making it everywhere.
Yeah, that's something coming from a big all-star guy like Ryan out there.
Okay. Whatever. And I was just, I know it's softball practice. I was just putting the chair in the car, and I heard you guys chat and wanted to say hello. I'll be out of here, though. I'm going to spend some time with my family. So, we're down in Harrison. So you guys have a wonderful, wonderful evening. It turned into a beautiful afternoon. So, K-8-D-Y-S, we're out of here.
Yeah, later on, Ryan. Appreciate the feedback. Have a great evening and a great weekend. Drake, any other nuggets of wisdom that I should be pursuing here?
Not really that I could think of. You got everything working, so.
Hey, I did get Supermon configured and dropped that app that I was using to control my node because it required a different port. The only other thing I want to try, and we don't have to do it now, but if you're free, I'd appreciate it, would be direct connection from node to node. Ron tried to connect to me last week, and both of us, you know, either direction, we were getting a connection error.
Yeah, we can do that. Let me grab a portable here. There we go. You can connect to my UHF repeater. 554750. If that works, you want me to give you that note again?
54750.
Close. 554750.
Okay. So I'll disconnect from here and then try to connect there. Is that the recommended protocol?
Honestly, we can go both ways. You can try to connect to me first, and then I'll try to connect to you after that.
Stand by.
Hey, Ewing.
KBAPLV test prepared, 1, 2, 3.
Audio level is normal.
KBAPLV test prepared, 1, 2, 3.
Secure, this is Sierra 2-1, Romeo Sierra Mike, standby.
Audio level is low.
Secure, this is Sierra 2-1, Romeo Sierra Mike, standby. Secure, this is Sierra 2-1, Romeo Sierra Mike, standby.
Audio level is pretty good.
Node 6-8-2-8-5, disconnected. Node 3-4-5-4-1-8-0, connected to node 5-5-6-7-2.
KE2-DMC, radio check.
This is KC9-DJB, you're full quieting.
10-4, thanks for the radio check.
KV1VZS testing parrot.
Audio level is normal.
KV1VZS testing parrot. KV1VZS testing parrot.
Audio level is pretty good.
KV1VZS testing parrot.
Hello test. Hello radio.
Audio level a little above average.
Hello test. Hello radio. One more time. Hello radio.
Ah. If you're gonna talk, talk. Don't listen. KE2-ENC.
We love camping, but
audio level is just about right.
We love camping, but
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Audio level is pretty good.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Audio level is low.